Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to New Wave being hosted by Avatar Galactra and Family on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I am finding out the ones connected to this problem that we have been going through and trying to figure out who was involved in it. And I already call out one of the people. The United States wants me to come down there and stay there, even though they told me and my family, if we do not come here in the United States for 5 years. Well, the president and the prime minister are in cahoots with each other. It appears to me, what I've been seeing, is that the past president has been coming here and attacking me, and they might have been the ones, I'm not certain for this aspect of what I'm saying, but they might be the ones who have been attacking and abusing my daughter. The president, the past president, is one of the people who spent his time trying to tell me that I should come and sleep with him and his bro. That's the vice president. They became very close. So he decided that I must come over and stay there and I can sleep with them. I'm not interested in sleeping with anybody. I have a husband. If anybody I'm going to sleep with, it will be him. You're listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Avatar Galactra and Family on Blog Talk Radio. Hold on, please.
I'm about to do this.
It's a new year. I think it's supposed to be the year of a dog. In Chinese year. Don't know what the features are of the dog, but it should be an interesting year.
Well, if the dog they're speaking about is hypothetical, it's men. Hmm. And men are the ones who have been doing anything for sex. Even raping for sex. And what they have been doing here is using that 4D technology to rape myself and possibly my daughter. Not possibly my daughter. They have been raping my daughter. But who I felt came here today was attacking me while I was cleaning up the room that our dog is living in. And I was being attacked in different parts of my body. No, I can't remember the different parts, and that's one of the reasons that I just said different parts. And these are the people that has been trying to tell me that I'm supposed to come to the United States and stay there, along with the Tara, who was telling me that that's what I should do. But guess what they were setting up for me? I go to the United States. They want me to leave my family now. This is what they want me to do. My family are being attacked and abused, and these people are so developed. They're telling me that I should leave my family and come to the United States so that they can do what? Kill off my family? And then put me in jail for no reason? This is what the ex-president has been trying to do to get me to come to the United States. So I could sleep with him and his... Vice president. He wants to run now for the next presidency. That's their business. I'm not trying to interfere with that. But what I'm interfering with is the fact that these people possibly have been the ones who have been attacking my mouth, my teeth. Loosening my teeth in different places. One side of my face started swelling on two occasions. My mouth, I couldn't eat anything because of what they were doing to my mouth. I didn't even tell my husband about it. This is the kind of stuff that has been going on. And I believe it's possible that the same president and vice president might have been the ones taunting and torturing my daughter, promising to rape her and using other men to come and stick their penis in her mouth. Well, someone was there attacking me today, and I told them I'll kill them if they continue attacking me. So the president suddenly put up this post on his line that he had a year or so ago.
It was done last summer.
Last summer. Okay. This time he had the stuff playing and literally saying that people are terrorists, Your government are the terrorists. Y'all are the terrorists. Y'all are the ones who have been terrorizing human beings. For them to have to deal with what you have been doing to them, they had to fight back in some way or the other. I did not terrorize anybody. Y'all have been terrorizing us. Your president in the United States from the past has been terrorizing us. And the present one has been doing that, Mr. Trump. She said she's going to shower, but she's out there talking to something. Yeah, well, shower she was going to do when she said
yeah.
Tidy.
Yeah.
And I want the president to know this. He came out with a picture with his children. They are beautiful kids. What bothers me is, why is he coming here and trying to destroy my children, my child? Why is he helping Trudeau to do damage to my family? And why have they been forcing me to go with the president at the time when I was not even interested in going with the president? I was just trying to help him to succeed because I felt that he would be the right one to do the job. And he was. But he, when it came to trying to get to the next level to work, to come back as president when he was supposed to be competing with this other gentleman who wanted to take over the presidency. I don't know his name and can't remember. But these are the people. I believe he and his buddies are up there making noise, and it's possible because he was here all day attacking me. Remember, Mr. Obama, you are the one who has been doing damage and helping Mr. Trudeau to do damage to this family while we were helping you. You're nothing but a low life, nothing bad, nothing any good. Your wife and your children, I respect and I'll always respect them. But I don't respect you because you did not respect my family. You came and you were terrorizing my daughter, attacking me while I was working to clean up a room that needed to be cleaned up. And then come into our bedroom when I went in there to attack me some more. And meanwhile, they're sending information to tell me that I'm supposed to go to the United States, who told me that if I can't come to the United States for 5 years. For what? Because I came to get help from a government that did not care about my rights and instead set up the Canadian government to abuse and terrorize us, all our bloodstained lives. All. And they have this jackass up there attacking and abusing us? Why? Why are we being attacked and abused? We need to know, because we have done nothing wrong. And we need these jackasses out of our lives. They destroy our lives. They interfere with our Christmas. Meanwhile, the president is at his home making sure his family are well looked after without even recognizing that if you could think that your family has a right to be happy, don't you recognize that other families have a right to be? Why are you terrorizing and persecuting us? What did we do to you that you have to treat us like this? And we can't speak about you or Mr. Trudeau or you kill us? You've been tormenting and terrorizing us all the time. Walk into my room, the bedroom that my husband and I are in, and I bent over to do things. I didn't even know you were there. And then you come making remarks publicly as if I knew you were there and that I was putting up my butt for you. You better forget it, buddy. Y'all are the ones who are trying to tell me that I'm supposed to go with this man who is married to a beautiful woman that needs to be protected and respected. And for decades, I've been telling them I'm not interested in the man. I love all people, but not interested in sleeping with them. Not in love with them either. I'm in love with my husband. For decades now.
Yeah. And you could say we're about you.
Thanks, son. I have not been interested in anybody else, but y'all have been wallowing in that thing and trying to force me to go with this man, and he's married and he has two beautiful kids and a beautiful wife. Why would you do this? He was coming in at that time into our room and was passing his hand lightly on me, and I noticed other people. I don't know if it was other people, but whenever they came, they were doing that, and I believe it possibly was him all the time. But I don't know that for a fact. I couldn't see him, and I could not even tell who he was. After a period of time, I knew who was attacking me. He was doing it. He was one of the people. Sorry, thanks, son.
that was doing that to me. And I believe it's possible that he was the one terrorizing my daughter in her own room. My daughter is in a state now because of these people. And they've been using the tarot and other oracles to help them to get away with what they're doing. This is what governments are now doing. They act as if they own the people and could now treat the people anyhow they want to. Somebody need to tell these people that these people existed long before the governments did, and they need to know their place within the circumference of these people's rights. They don't have the right to be making laws against these people and robbing them of these natural-born rights that they have. And Mr. Obama, you should be ashamed of yourself. Spending your time trying to act as if you're some kind of hero when you're a zero. Because no hero would behave like you. And it's not about how you look. It's about how you look from within. I pride myself on looking good. But I also pride myself on seeing to it that what is looking good on the outside represents the qualities from the inside. You wanted to say a few things to yourself before, and I sort of didn't sort of blocked you or something like that by mistake. Come over. Relax. It's New Year's, and this is what I have to do at New Year's because my family has not been treated well. My daughter's been persecuted at birthday. They were raping her and promising to put their penis, bring more men to put their penis down her throat. What sort of people are you? You just try to dirty up everybody and then start calling her whore, telling her she's a whore. She's not a whore. They're the ones raping and forcing themselves on her. How did she become the whore? She's a little princess, and she acts like one, and she is one. Whether people are there or not, that's the way she behaves. I saw how they slapped her across the face, and meanwhile, Canada was saying, if you sleep with your children, we're going to put you in jail. We weren't sleeping with our kids. We dealt with issues long before to make sure our children were safe. And you came and sent these people to rape our daughter because she was so perfect that you didn't want that. You wanted to dirty up everybody in Canada like you did to the Caucasian European women, using the stinky men to do it. I'm sorry, hon. And all they can do is go up on the roof, on the attic of the house, and make noise as if they're mentally disabled. If a government wants people to treat them respectfully, they need to act respectfully towards the people. We have done nothing to receive this kind of treatment, and yet here we are. How many other people they're doing this to? How many other people have suffered this illness that the government has, forcing on other people? People of color, to be more specific. And they have this jackass up there making noise. I believe he's the president up there making that noise and was attacking me just now in the womb. Mr. Obama and possibly Mr. Trudeau too. Because I pick up their senses at different times. Not all the time. But at times I pick up their senses and know who is there. They're also using the military. This is how low life they are. They can't think for themselves. They got to get people to destroy people, other people, that they can't turn into criminals. And they do that so that you will try to come down there to speak to the one in charge, and then they put a weapon in your hand after they kill you. To give impressions that you were the one doing the damage.
Yeah.
Why? Why is the United States and Canada treating human beings in this manner? And why are they using all the systems against human beings that has done nothing to them and all they wanted to do was sleep with them? And because they said no and refused it many times, they're doing this damage. What kind of low lives is Canada and America part of? Well, Mr. Trump suits there very well because the rest of them are behaving like that, calling themselves men. Real men don't do what I see you men are doing to women. You're tied to your crutch because you all have too many pictures out there sending out the wrong messages about sex, turning women into prostitutes
and forcing these pictures in the grocery stores everywhere for these children to grow up this way. They were saying my husband was sleeping with my daughter, but he wasn't. She was a virgin. Apparently, she probably still is. If they did not rape her, she thought that they did physically. She felt as if everything was just happening that should not have happened. She was tormented and tortured. And all of you sat back. Nobody did anything about it. Instead, they bring people unseen, like the Tara people and other people, inside of his house without letting us know. Sometimes I'm not properly dressed. And because they're stealing my clothes, I can't find clothes to put on at different times. Even underwears. These people have been soaking down my underwears every single day, not just once a day, all through the day. That's why they have to pay that money, the United States and Canada. They will pay every cent. They're trying to kill me. They've been trying to kill me for decades. Why? Because I won't sleep with them, and they know who I am. You think doing what you people want, what you want people to do to show that they are something special, and you spend your time training the rest of the society to behave irresponsibly. So when you spend your time trying to behave properly, showing it that you behave properly, they spend their time trying to undermine your behavior. Your government is corrupt in the United States and in Canada, and they're going to go down, including the Obama guy, because he does not know how to behave responsibly, and he's taking advantage of his family. You don't have the right to be able to get away with those kind of behaviors. And if your children find out the kind of corruption you're into, guess what? They won't like you, and possibly you're raping your own kids. If you can do that to my children, my child. And they like to come out with their loud cars to block the people from hearing what is being said about their low-life behavior. They have done everything to me. I'm not afraid to tell them what I think. All they can do now is kill me. And I really don't give a damn, because I'm coming back and fixing their butts. The last time they'll be able to kill me anymore, I'm going to come back for them. So they better watch their tails. They need to stop what they're doing and start treating people with more respect. Because that junk is not going to get away with. I'll wipe you out in a second. You have done enough damage to human beings. And I would not wipe out the innocent. The innocent will be protected. And the rest of God can't wait to get you. I told them that they shouldn't. I came here to help all of you. And this is the corruption that I'm getting. Are you hearing the noise they're making up there in the attic? They're trying to block me from being able to speak to you. These are the terrorists. These are the ones that's been terrorizing us all our lives in Canada. That was terrorizing me in the United States too. Trying to turn me into a terrorist so that because I won't sleep with them. But you can't turn good people into a terrorist. Only people who don't know what they're doing can be turned that way. I know exactly what I'm doing. And whatever you tell me that I can't do, I'm going to do it to make sure that you know that I have a right to do it, as long as it harms no one. But I'm going to speak up, because you're harming my family. You're harming my child. You harm my son. You're not going to get away with what you're doing. You are too corrupt to remain afloat. You're going to die, all of you who behave this way. No one should live under this tyranny. And you're talking about other people. You turn everybody else against us. Made them believe what you want them to, because they were so prejudiced, they can't help but believe it. How could he do that?
He used a manipulation to try to anger us, to try to push us in different directions. He literally pushed you in the direction of the past president.
Because that's what the past president has been doing. Not just him. Don't think it's them alone. Believe it or not, they are doing it on their own also. They set up the whole scenario for us in the first place. It's time for it to come out. It's time for people to recognize what wrongs are being done, what they did to you, what they did to Mikkel, what they have done to your dad, and what they did to me. I don't care who is the culprit. They need to be spoken of. All of them are going to have to deal with the truth.
Verbally.
But they continue doing this damage to us. They're not going to get away with it. Once I leave here, the next life that, that is taken from me, I'm making sure that my whole family of God come out. They will be wiped out. The people that were innocent will be protected. Not when we all leave this earth. When they take me out, I will come back. The last time they take me out, they've done it for decades now in the past. How many? 16 times. I'm sorry?
16 different times.
16 different times.
It's possible that I'm actually channeling possibly the past president, Barack Obama, right now. What would you have to say to him?
I don't want anything
to
say to him.
He wanted to help us.
He didn't want to help me. He did not want to help us. If he wanted to help us, why are we being treated this way? Why did he come here and was attacking me?
It wasn't him. It was that fucking girl that he literally tried to direct him back in that direction.
That's what they're trying to tell you. You don't know who you're channeling. They'll tell you who they are, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they are who they say they are. I'm telling you, I've been watching this for decades, long before you could understand. I've been watching this kind of treatment that this government has been doing and the United States have been doing. They're trying to get us into into the United States and leave you and your dad here so that they can kill you all and do you whatever they want with you. Well, you felt that I might be inaccurate, but I am accurate. I know what I'm saying. I channel too. But I don't channel junk. I channel quality people that comes from our world, my world. And this is not it. I created this world for them to live, and this is how they treat my family? It's okay, darling. Go ahead and relax. Look after yourself. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't mind that. Mommy loves you. Yeah. I know, darling. Don't mind that. This is what has been done to my family. And this is what I'm fighting against. I'm sleeping in the night. And your government is allowing people to come into our room, transport themselves into our room and into our daughter's room and terrorize us. We've been going through that for decades in different places we lived in. They've been turning everybody around against me because I'm a god and I would not sleep with them. They want to turn me into garbage. I am not going to sleep with any of them. They're the ones who set it up to force me to go with the president who is already married and has some beautiful kids and a beautiful wife. No one will get me to do that. Nobody. Ah, shut up. You just sound like a dumb idiot. If you knew anything about me in the past, you will know one thing. I was never an angry person. Until, of course, you hit me. Then I'll tell you what I think. I never harmed anyone. They've been harming me. They've been using anybody and everybody because I wouldn't sleep with them to harm me. It started in the United States. And the United States government are the ones who told the Canadian government to treat me like a terrorist. And then from the time I was coming in, they called me a terrorist. When I came into Canada, they treated me like I was one. Don't expect me to do what you want when you are disrespecting me and my family. And you need to tell these people to stop attacking my body and my daughter's body, my husband's body. Because if this continues, they will get killed. You can be sure of that. And you can't come and tell me that I'm a criminal because you created it. You forced me to have to fight to protect myself because your government refused to stop this insanity because they are the ones who set it up. You need to know your facts and stop sending this idiot to come and attack and abuse us. Because I'm not going to take any more abuses. And those idiots who come up with their fake news, they're the fake ones. They're not going through what we are. So they can afford to sell kinds of junk. You're not in our bodies. You are not the one who understands because you haven't gone through it. You're just told to treat people badly like the rest of them in Canada and in the United States. People of color has been shortchanged because Canada and the United States played prejudice off for all of these people's lives, set them up to become criminals, torturing and terrorizing them and their families. The government of the United States and Canada has been doing a lot of damage to people of color. You need to pay the trillions. They have to get their money worth because you torment and torture them for all of their lives. Many of them are dead now. Because of this low-life government in the United States and in Canada. They haven't paid a cent as yet. Not 1 cent. That's the reason that they set up all the systems to keep from helping us. So that we could have gone to court and won this case some time ago. But they want to try to see if they can get me terrorized enough to fight back. And then suddenly I'm a criminal. They are the criminals. Nobody's looking at that. Why don't you do the right thing? Why don't you see the truth? All you have to do is to speak to everybody and you'll see what the other people are thinking and saying. We are being terrorized. What more do you want to know? They have the people to the left of us coming in their cars, putting it out there, parking it, and then coming up to this room, this house, and climbing in the attic and coming down here and attacking and abusing us. I don't see anybody investigating and making and stopping this problem. The police is involved. The military is involved.
And company. Military, police, intelligence agencies, leaders of industries.
Why is the government allowing people to come inside of our home that we're paying rent for, terrorizing us from the first day we walked into this home and in other places that we've lived? Why? Instead of us going along with a government that is mentally ill, because they wouldn't be doing this unless they're mentally ill. Nobody could be in their right mind and do this kind of stuff. Your governments are terroristic in the United States and in Canada. And they want to call human beings who have done nothing wrong because they won't sleep with them a terrorist. They are the ones who set it up on Macy's store to attack and abuse me. And by the time I'm finished, many of your businesses will be gone, like Walmart, Home Depot, and many others, because they spend their time helping a government that is doing this damage to innocent people, and they don't care. And not just Home Depot, and Shoppers Drug Mart was some of those people. They stopped terrorizing us in their store, but they were doing it from the beginning. We were terrorized everywhere we went, even in the streets. These jackasses were attacking and abusing us from the home to the outside and back. And then telling people, watch them. Watch us for what? We don't steal anything from anybody. They're the ones who are stealing from in our home. They stole all our stuff. They even stole a Christmas gift my daughter gave to me.
and they've been destroying all the stuff that I do, like the stuff I create. They've been destroying it in the house. What do you call that? They didn't stop there. They've been moving my clothes back and forth, stealing what they want, giving it to other people. My robes, except for one of them, were stolen. A gown, a black and pink gown, polka dot, the polka dot is pink, and the rest of the gown is black. And that's all over the dress. I created those clothes, and they stole that. This is what your government and your systems have been doing out of jealousy and prejudice. And then send a man to say that if you're collecting welfare, you're not supposed to look good. You're supposed to look dumpy. And if you're wearing any pretty clothes, it's because you have money. But how the frig could we have money because we have pretty clothes? We were working before. We bought our material and I created my clothes. Because I saw the junk you have there for clothes for people to wear. With their crotch hanging out. With their butt sticking out. Up to the day I see men, boys and men walking around with their pants, legs open and the pants falling down. They look like idiots. I don't care who designed it. I guess my husband is like yours. He falls asleep when he thinks he doesn't want to deal with the issues that I have to deal with. Your government and your systems are so jealous that they think that if they don't put their tails in between everybody's legs, that that something is wrong with that person. For decades, they were trying to tell everybody to congregate, be there with each other. You know why they wanted that? So that they can find out more about other people and then use what the information they get to abuse and harass them, even if it's nothing bad. I couldn't believe. They took practically information that they got from us about us. That's why they're looking for so much information. They want all your information so that they could use it against you. And you think, well, you must have done something wrong for them to use it against you. Not necessarily. We have done nothing wrong for them to use it against us. Jealousy created this problem. My husband dreamt this some time ago. How could you do that? You're sleeping day and night. Every single day, you go outside, you play. You come back, you're sleepy. No time for family. Is that how you treat family?
How can I sit and fall asleep? Yeah.
I'm disappointed. Everywhere I turn, nobody is there for me or my family, or for the rest of the family. We're going through that with everybody, practically. Now that my daughter, what they did to my daughter, I don't even know her anymore. A beautiful being that I just can't even speak to anymore. Because they occupy her time abusing her and terrorizing her into thinking what they want her to. And then calling her a whore. How could she be a whore? She hasn't slept with anybody. They've been forcing their tails on her. And you all sit back and allow this to go on. We have no help from anybody. Let somebody do that to you and your family and see what you feel like. If any of you care about family, most of you men are just running all over the place. You don't have any hearts. You lost your heart in Chicago or San Francisco.
Yeah.
You disappoint me too, Andragon. You're not there for your family either. If it were not for me, those children would have died with everybody doing damage to them and you just sit back and go and play with everybody, go and sleep around. You know, these are the things that make me angry. If we can't be there for each other, how are we going to live? How are our children going to turn out to be good people? How are they going to protect the future of society? How? If we go into all these bad things and do damage to each other? When do we wake up to the reality of the truth? If we know the truth. They put out things for people to see for the new year. A lot of Indian movies, which I always love, suddenly I go there and they're scantily dressed and they're behaving like prostitutes. I'm disappointed. I expected better. And I can bet that this man is setting up this kind of stuff for the women.
Women, you need to watch what you're doing. Try to be the kind of beings that your children would want to be like. Not something that is causing problems to them and their children. I think I've said enough. I'm just angry with all of you. You just don't know how to think. You just fall into all the traps men set up for all of you. You don't even think about your own children and how beautiful they are and how much we need to be there to protect their sanctity. I'm alone. I have nobody to help me. My daughter used to help me, but they did this to her. My husband, he doesn't even give a damn. I've had enough. I'm tired killing myself to protect, and that I'm seeing no results. No kind of help. Nobody cares. Except for one native man who asked if we can give him a call and left his number, and we called him, and he was disappointed that all the qualities that we are passing on, that people need to take that and recognize that changes need to be made. A native human being that y'all are mistreating. Y'all need to stop this corruption. And your military needs to be cut down to quarter. Let practically nothing or if none. Your military is a disaster waiting to happen. And it's happening while you don't even watch it. Your police are a disaster. And so are your public. If you can make changes to stop this, you can definitely live. And I would not have been wasting my time getting killed so many times. This is what your government has been doing to me. And that's why they owe me that money. And you need to tell the United States government they need to pay their share too. Between both of them, they can split it. They need to pay that money. That's what I am telling you, you need to pay. Because guess what? You attack and you abuse a God who was not doing damage to anyone. And you have been forcing your skins on them. And acting as if they are supposed to sleep with you. You need to get your act together as a man and start thinking in terms of the rights of all people and recognize who gave you your life. Not the man, it's the woman. You've been listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Avatar Electron Block Talk Radio. Goodbye. I won't take you off now because I have more time, but I'm going to hold on to that time because I want these people to want to see if more they're going to do some more, and if they don't, then I'll take it off. Other than that, I'm going to keep it on. I'm going to talk as long as I want to. Have a good day, Mr. Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick triggered that wish, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players. A year has passed since Colin Kaepernick first protested the national anthem. In one sense, his initiative has foundered. The quarterback is out of work, and the intended discussion of police brutality and accountability has continually veered to a debate about the American flag and patriotism. Just last weekend, the Cleveland Police Union boss, who defended a police officer's killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, announced his group's decision not to participate in a week 1 per-game flag ceremony because some of the Browns kneel during the anthem. It was a protest of a protest, and it pointed the finger back at the players instead of at the system Kaepernick is troubled by. The pressure boomeranged back to athletes instead of civic decision makers. It was something Kaepernick anticipated last August. View photos. Colin Kaepernick said he was willing to take the heat for his protest during the playing of the national anthem at NFL games. Getty Moore. I think there's a lot of consequences that come along with this, he told the media back then. There's a lot of people that don't want to have this conversation. They're scared they might lose their job or they might not get the endorsements. They might not be treated the same way. And those are things I'm prepared to handle, and those are things that, you know, other people might not be ready for. That was prescient. A lot of people didn't want to have this conversation. It's possible, even likely, that the conversation scared would-be employers more than Kaepernick himself did. But the conversation is happening, and that's significant. More NFL players are protesting before games. Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles is not only raising a fist during the anthem, he is also meeting with police leaders and making trips to Capitol Hill. When a white player for the Browns, Seth DeValve, took a knee before a recent preseason game, his African-American wife's supportive response online went viral. Colin Kaepernick bravely took a step and began a movement throughout the NFL, Erica Harris DeVal wrote, and he suffered a ridiculous amount of hate and threats and ultimately lost his life's work in the sport he loves. Kaepernick's detractors feel like sports should be a haven from all this. Sports are an escape from the real world, even though for most of us, the real world we've carved out is carefully cultivated, an escape from anything that challenges our worldview. Think about it, percentage of your Facebook feed consists of friends who agree with you on pretty much everything. By veering away from traditional avenues like Facebook, Kaepernick interjected in a lot of worlds. He pushed people, including media, to consider an issue they might not otherwise give thought to. And he tacitly challenged other football players to ask themselves if they should follow. When Charlotte, North Carolina, became chaotic last fall after the police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott, some of the Carolina Panthers spoke up. "I feel like America has a problem," Trev Austin said. "I don't feel like America is a horrible place. I love America. But at the same time, there are wrongs that are happening every day." Thomas Davis called for peace and offered to be a liaison between police and protesters. The unrest abated in the days after the Panthers made their comments, in part because of the efforts of the National Guard and local clergy. The team's game that weekend went ahead despite fears of more turmoil. "I felt like it was important for me to step up and be one of the voices during that time," Davis told Yahoo Sports last week, looking back. "I think it's important. We are in the position. We have a huge voice. And it's important to use that voice and do it in the right way." Kaepernick triggered backlash, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players.
A new way of being. Every single day, I hear many people say that problems are here to stay and that they will never go away. Because human nature is affected in every way, and it can never change because it has always been this way from the very first day, from the moment of our birth, and we begin our lives on earth. The experts keep preaching that we are human properties of society and living pawns of destiny. There is a new way of being that for many ages have not been seen, and the time has come for the golden age of peace to return to earth in this lifetime. From deep within the frontiers of your ancient mind, the light of the universe's truth is now awakening deep inside of you, and every problem that you have not yet solved can now be resolved. Begin to look every problem squarely in the eye, be honest and true, because you cannot lie. Find out where it came from and why it arrived, and see what it is that you are doing that is keeping it alive. Then plant the correct solution inside your mind of how you should think and behave when you meet the same problem again the next time. Do this inventory of your life each and every day, and you'll find that the problems that live inside you will be swept away, just like the dust that you clean from your home each day. It is not our nature to live as human animals who must be caged in social jungles called civilizations, with laws to protect us from killing each other and from destroying other nations. My human brothers and sisters, the only way that we can ever change the world we live in is by examining and changing our thinking. problems are not here to stay, and they can always be swept away. If you think that you can never change your human nature and live without problems, then you are actually using your will to prevent solutions from being found, so that you can always keep problems hanging around. Hear this ancient truth that I'm now telling you. We cannot change our behavior in any way until we start to change our thinking today. And we will never change our thinking about anyone else until we change our beliefs about ourselves.
And I even have to fight with my own poor family because your government has been doing them damage. And it's difficult to deal with them any other way. I've never been angry with my daughter before in my life. And yet here I am, having to go through this kind of stuff. I'm sorry, I forgot that I had something running. Please excuse me. I want to see Canada and the United States make changes to benefit the rights of all beings instead of putting up laws and thinking that they own and could control everyone. And Mr. Obama, you're too shallow. You need to get yourself together in terms of how you think and protect human beings' rights and stop trying to play the hero because you're a zero. When you start doing the hero thing properly, you will find that people will admire and respect you. You didn't care about the African people when you were running. You treat them like they were nothing and you only used them when you thought you needed to give impressions. That's not how you do things. Even your own wife, you didn't have going all wherever you were going. If you had done that, you and her would have been much better together. You need to start treating your wife with more respect. And many of you spend your time thinking, oh, it's old news. It's time for you to look for other people to go with. Well, I'm not someone that you could use to go with your vice president. You're a joke to tell people that they're supposed to sleep with you and your vice president. Don't you ever do that to me again. I wasn't interested in you in that way. I love all people, but not in love with all people. One man I'm in love with, my husband. And if he isn't behaving properly too, I would leave. But there's no place to go at this time. And I need my money from the United States and from Canada. You need to pay your money. Pay every cent. Because I don't need you in my life. I need to go and build somewhere where people who want to live properly can live and grow. Without anybody interfering with their lives, except for when they're doing bad things to each other. And I don't mean verbally. You need to deal with issues, and if you didn't have systems corrupting you, you wouldn't be behaving like that towards each other in the first place. And y'all were very close as families in the past. You need to get away from the kind of people that are showing you to run with everybody, and you're not getting anywhere, and you're not learning anything, and you're just coming and going without any kind of development. Development comes from quality thinking, quality training, and protecting the children. These children are in dire need of a father. They have a mother, but they don't have a father. The father is all over the place, hopping from one person to another, thinking that that's evolution. That's not evolution. That is destruction. I guess I just destroyed my family too. They're both gone from me. I can't blame them. I'm angry. I'm very angry because of what has been done and what is still being done. And if these corrupt people continue this, they're going to find out that their corruption is going to be met with all kinds of criminal activities from other people. Yes. You better believe it. You're going to get killed, you idiot. All of you. You think you could bully people and use the government to help you? All of you will go down, you jackass. Because you're too stupid to listen. You're too ignorant to know. And you're too dumb, rapist, to recognize that what you're doing is wrong. And you call yourself military and government and Mr. Obama. He was the one coming and attacking me. Y'all allowed him to do that, Mr. Trudeau. Yes, Mr. Trudeau, over and over again. Mr. Trudeau, and I will repeat and this garbage and start doing the right thing. All of you, I'm going to speak about every one of you. I want people to know the kind of corrupt garbage y'all are. You have no right being in this house. And you have no right attacking and abusing innocent people. You're the criminals, not us. Just remember that. You're a bunch of criminals. And you deserve to be locked up. Get lost. And the government of Canada, this is for you. You continue to bring these people inside of here, persecuting and terrorizing my family, and I am going to start acting accordingly. I'll bring my family forward, my God family, because you wouldn't be able to deal with them when they get to you. I can't do anything right now. I made a pact to make sure that I don't do anything to anyone at this time. But definitely, they will finish y'all off. They wanted to do it some time ago. That's why I'm here, to protect y'all. But you didn't give a damn. You took off and you started attacking and abusing the people that were coming here to help you, to stop it. You have no right doing what you're doing. You're illegal. You're doing all kinds of violations to the rights of the public and using the systems to abuse people in the public. You are going to be put away, I promise you. Every single one of you that did this, even the moron up there, you think you have rights? That you have a right to violate other people's rights? Treat them like criminals without them having done anything? They have a right to speak, buddy. And I'm just the one to tell you what I think. Because you don't scare me one blasted bit. Yes, you don't scare me, you jackass. You're going to be getting locked up too. You're going to take you out of your criminal activities just now. Think you can get away? Watch and see what happens. When they see they're in trouble, you'll see how fast they will quickly get you out of, get rid of you. You create the problem, you're going to have to deal with it. And you want to blame other people? You're out of your mind. And I'm in the right state to fix your butt. I don't care where you're from, military, police, Obama, or whoever. I don't give a damn. Not one of you scare me. You're listening to New Way of Being, hosted by Avatar Galectra and Blog Talk Radio. Seems like I have to do this alone, all over and over again. I have no help. I don't get help. I just get kicked around by everybody. And guess what? I'm doing some kicking myself right now. They never saw anything until they saw me. Think that they must get everything that is beautiful and they can take advantage and do whatever they want. When the person turned them down, they're ready to kill you or turn you into some kind of criminal, which they did to me, without being one, without doing anything to anyone. I have a right to speak. And these morons are idiots. They are people who are corrupt. They're people who don't even care about the rights of children. These are the people that are going into the school systems and using the school systems against these children. Where do you go around allowing a school system and a government to do this to your children? They did it to my kids. They drove my daughter crazy all through the streets, all through the buses, all through the trains, and all through the school system. My children had no rights. They've been violated from the beginning to the end. And they're being violated right now. I am going to speak out. And I want people to know what kind of corruption these people are capable of.
I may not remember everything when I come here because they block off my memory. But whatever I could find to get to tell them, tell you about it, I'm going to make sure that I get it to you. I had a book that I was putting out information about what was being done to me. Would you know? When I get to the book to write down the information, I can't remember. They wipe my memory. I wish I had someone that was with us that had my kind of machismo. This thing would have been done some time ago. If you're going to fight criminals, you got to look at everything they're doing. And I'm watching everything that is done. They don't have the right to get away with what they're getting away with. And they're not going to get away. Because I'm going to make sure everybody is aware of these kind of criminals they have here. And trying to find all different ways to lock me up when I have done nothing wrong. They use fashion designer. They use other places. And fashion designer is very faithful to them and helps them. If fashion designer was smart enough and they weren't prejudiced, they would have known right away that what these people were doing was wrong, as many of you would have known. But y'all went along with what they're doing. You didn't care. Well, I do. And I'm going to fight every single one of you. I don't give a damn who you are or where you're from. You're doing damage to me and my family and to other people, I'm going to speak. You don't like it? Too bad. And you need to get this friggin' idiot from the attic of this house making these noises. If you don't get rid of him, I'm going to get rid of him myself. He's a jackass. Nothing of any quality. No one with quality will behave this way. Unless they put through what I was put through. And I'm not behaving in that way. I'm behaving in a way in which I want you to know. And I'm fighting because you're my family. And my family, my children are being attacked and abused. None of you care. Not one. That's what I'm seeing. You don't care either. It's true. You spent too much time playing games. The two shows, you literally slept for both of them.
So, I don't know. Neither has anyone ever been terrorized. One show, another show. Right after.
Every single time that an age of mankind has reigned all over this planet, different groups of masters of deception and their disciples of deceit have created empires to control the people in many lands through systems of religious and secular gods under different ideologies, including every one of their so-called democracies, so that they can steal most of the wealth of the earth and enslave and oppress all life forms that live and die on this planet. Who gives mankind the right to put a price on this planet's life so that they can serve their greedy and selfish bottom line? How can a group of any kind weave its evil deeds from behind the shadows of their twisted secret societies to plunder and destroy life on planet Earth and expect their own species to survive such a shameless and total genocide. Planet Earth is under siege as a group of heartless men of mind and being slashes swiftly and cut very deeply to try to bring this entire planet to its knees. Trillions of species are now running for cover, desperately looking for any kind of shelter to protect themselves from being mangled and devoured by the big, mean, profit-gouging wrecking machines. The merchants of death are moving in for the kill as they recklessly plunder and ruthlessly devour everything in their sadistic and demonic power as part of their evil agenda to pull this entire planet under. Not since the days of Noah have so many different races of brother beings known so much fear, anxiety, and desperation. And the feeling that these masters of misery most attack are the ones who are less able or willing to fight back. Most of the plants and animals and other mortal beings who have shared this planet with the human race for many ages now have been driven completely out of existence by mankind's destructive and deadly agenda. Even sacred matrimonies between human beings are now being deliberately destroyed, and the family is becoming a thing of the past. Sadly, even justice and integrity can now be bought and sold for a price in a world that is now run by money, greed, and lies. But this great wrath will not go on for much longer, for this is the age of empowerment, and we each now have the power more than ever to pull together and find powerful and peaceful ways to make our governments turn around and serve the greater good of all that live and die on this earth, or shall completely die. Planet Earth is under siege, my human brothers and sisters, and being held hostage by powerful regimes that let see the truth. And most of you still don't even realize that you're being duped. A government that loses its humanity no longer has the integrity to govern responsibly, even in a democracy. For in its lack of compassion and absence of true sight, it becomes a danger to itself and endangers each of its inhabitants' spiritual and social health.
Sacred records within. Now is the time for humankind to rediscover a priceless treasure that is stored inside each member of life forever. Life on Earth is in transition and going through a complete transformation as people everywhere struggle to find a new identity and shape a better reality. Everything that you can ever know, and all the mysteries that may come and go, every problem that you have not resolved, and every question that you have never solved, Stop today and look within and find the ancient knowledge that you're carrying. Experts in high places keep warning us that we should not look within ourselves. Science and religion and the medical profession continue to say that human nature is defected in every way. Do not trust your killer body. Guard against your evil spirit and beware of your fragile mind. This is what the experts and professionals keep telling us all the time. Listen to me carefully, my human brothers and sisters. So loved, so dear, the kingdom of knowledge is always within, and this is where the search for truth must always begin. This is the memory of the universe and the still small voice within. It is the Akashic records of life and the sacred logo of long ago. No matter what you call it, every culture over time will come to realize that this source of ancient knowledge is true and divine. All the sacred books from every culture throughout the ages contain only a small fraction of the ancient truths living inside the universe's mind. No written or spoken records left by anyone, regardless of the religion, can ever give more than just a glimpse of the sacred records living inside everyone. And no person or group of any identity has a monopoly on the truth. No matter how righteous they may appear, or how powerful the deity that they worship or fear. Everything that you can ever know, and all the mysteries that may come and go, every problem that you have not resolved, and every question that you have never solved, start today and look within and find the ancient knowledge that you're carrying. This is the memory of the universe and the still small voice within. It is the Akashic records of life and the sacred logo of long ago. No matter what you call it, every culture over time will come to realize that this source of ancient knowledge is true and divine.